Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. I think we bring on some cool guests, right? We talk about what's healthy versus not healthy and whatever topic they want to discuss. Today's guest is Kristen Halleck. Did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Your title is Head of Customer Success and Operations with Bold.
Correct.
Man, we got through the intro, kind of. Where do you want to start? You want to start serious, not serious, business,
or not just serious?
Not serious. Okay. So right off the bat, where'd you go to college?
I went to University of North Florida.
Swoop. We got a lot of UNF grads. We love to represent the University of North Florida, the greatest college in the United States, at least within a 1 mile radius of this studio, which is right
back. I think that's fact, yeah.
What'd you study at UNF?
Communications and public relations.
And when did you graduate?
August of 2008, when the economy fell apart the last couple of times.
I'm losing track of times in the economy. Takes a dump on us. So 2008, you graduate and you're like, yeah, I got my college degree. I'm going to take over the world. What was it like looking for a job?
It was horrible. I vowed that I would never be a waitress again unless I absolutely had to. And I was determined not to do that. So I applied to everything. One job application landed me with walking around a mall trying to sell those entertainment coupon books to different people.
So anyone under the age of 40, coupon books are these little packets you carry around and you exchange a coupon for a discount on something,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yes.
That was your job?
That was an interview, and then I realized it was like a scam and I needed to get picked up and go home.
It was an Egyptian prince and you just give your social security number and bank account.
That was like the old school phishing scams back then.
What was worse than, would you say cold calling?
No.
No? Okay.
You worked in a call center too, right?
Yeah, I've cold called for years of my career.
You're an animal at cold calling?
I can do it.
You want to sell employee benefits for 212 benefits? That's the company I work with. By the way, thank you, 212, for sponsoring this show. Okay, so a few different jobs. You said you didn't want to go back to serving, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you serve?
Seven Bridges and Dave & Buster's locally here.
Both still around.
Yes.
I am convinced, we've talked about this, I think every human, especially in college, needs to work in the service industry.
Every human in the world needs to work in the service industry.
Why do you think everyone should work in the service industry?
I think it teaches you how to be nimble and think quick on your feet, handle lots of different things being thrown at you at once. It teaches you people skills. It teaches you how to communicate. And if you haven't, you're just rude at restaurants and nobody wants that.
That's what I'm looking for. I feel like anyone who has not worked in the service industry in some capacity are just kind of worse clientele.
Yeah, I think it just teaches you a lot of character that you can take with you through your entire life.
Hashtag healthy.
Totally
now,
healthy.
The other benefit of working in a restaurant is all the leftovers at the end of the night.
Yes. Unhealthy. Lots of french fries.
College probably healthy.
Not much we did at UNF was healthy. Other than study, great academic program. We love you, UNF. It only took me 6.5 years to graduate. Okay, so how'd you end up in healthcare? You said you've been in healthcare for 17 years.
Yes. I ended up in healthcare on accident when I graduated again, was searching for a job and decided to apply anywhere I could and fell into what I now know is like a fast growth startup called Align Networks. And they asked me to cold call about 70 doctors a day for a few years to build what I now know is a provider network that insurance companies use to determine where you can go for services. And we built a national rehabilitation network and eventually sold for undisclosed lot amount of money to OneCall that's headquartered downtown.
And I love when they say undisclosed amount of money. That means a lot of money.
That
people don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had no healthcare experience.
Nope.
And you're just like, I don't want to sell coupons in the mall.
Yes.
I don't want to carry the dish full of.
Yeah.
By the way, did you ever drop a plate full of drinks?
We've all done that.
Okay.
Yeah. I dropped a whole tray of ice waters on businessmen at their lunch. And they were like okay about it, but not thrilled.
Probably
luckily, it's 1,000 degrees out and it dries fairly quickly.
Good.
Yeah.
They also probably had worked in the service industry before.
Yeah, they're probably okay about it. Yeah.
I dropped an entire beer on Pat Croce once.
Oh, jeez. Did you at least refill the beer? And?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, to him, that wouldn't, you know, it was more the problem was spilling it.
Okay, so what was it, Align?
Didn't work.
Align.
Yeah.
Align, you were building provider networks.
Correct.
You're cold calling 70 doctors a day.
Yes.
Guess who loves to be cold called?
Doctors and their office managers love it too.
They're trained to be like
they're the best gatekeepers of anyone you will ever meet in your entire life.
Shout out to all you front desk people that
like unappreciated heroes of the healthcare industry.
So again, did you get hung up on?
Oh yeah, cursed at all of it for sure.
Did you ever show up with muffins and donuts? That's what happens in home healthcare. Like,
no, because my territory was like Colorado, like the Midwest and like Colorado. So like I couldn't just show up. So everything I built was over the phone.
Wow. How many people worked there when you started?
70.
How many worked there when you left?
3,000.
Whoa.
Again, just to show you a visual of how these startups can just explode. Yeah. Those 3,000, were they including the providers and the network that you built?
No,
these
just
are employees?
The employees at the company.
Okay, so again, one call, which is still based out of downtown, I think?
Yeah, I believe so. They have a building down there.
If you work in healthcare, you've probably heard of One Call. Do you know what One Call does?
They're a national rehabilitation and imaging network for workers' comp. So they basically facilitate workers' comp claims. So they partner with insurance companies. If you get hurt at work, they schedule your care, manage your care, try to reduce costs for your care.
Trey, remember a week ago when we talked with that guy about workers' comp? Shout out, Keon.
Yes.
So we did an episode all on workers' comp, which is complicated and confusing. So healthcare, which is definitely not confusing, it makes total sense. I'm winking right now at the camera and these people. So you did that. You left before they sold or after?
After.
Did you leave because changes took place and they started chopping head? Like, why'd you leave after the acquisition?
I'd been doing it for 7 years. It was the first job out of college. I think I just needed a change. I felt like I wanted to grow and go do something else.
Hold up. I thought your first job out of college was selling coupons.
Well, yeah. Okay. I never got on the payroll for that, unfortunately.
That one didn't count as a job.
Yeah.
That's right. The taxes are taken.
Okay, so let's go to Bold real quick.
Yeah.
How did you end up there after... This.
There's a few spots in between. One of those, I worked at Optum for 2 years.
Okay. Optum again.
Large.
Headquartered here, massive. Yeah. What does Optum do?
They do a lot of things. They have several arms of their business. One is like insights, data. They have a lot of different software services they offer. I worked under the medical group side. So they own provider practices that deliver primary care and specialty care.
What were you doing in that sector?
I was the director of their accountable care organization programs.
ACOs. Yep. If you hear the term ACOs, that's a very frequently used term in healthcare, but also accountable care organizations or affordable care organizations.
Accountable.
Accountable, okay. Mm. So again, were you cold calling 70 doctors a day?
No, I was more working with the health plans that we partnered with to manage their patients and making sure that we were hitting certain metrics, reducing costs, improving quality. I was like managing the roster of providers and then working with those providers to make sure that like their health records were set up to flag them if they needed to do an action on a patient. So it's like a mix of contracting and strategy and relationship development with the providers.
Did you get all that?
Nope.
I love these guys, man.
I nodded like I did.
Uh-huh. That's all you guys, just do me a favor, smile and nod. Yeah, it's like, the same thing.
Yeah, good job.
Okay, so.
It's a good logo on the resume.
I'm going to read this real quick because we do want to talk about Bold a lot, even though I kind of just want to talk about UNF from like 2001 to when, what year did you graduate?
2004. 2004 to 2008, I went there.
Oh, you finished an appropriate amount of time.
Yeah, you did it at a regular
speed. Yeah, I did the regular 4 hours. Or 4 years.
I went to the website. We had a prep call, and then you sent me these notes and key talking points. So we're going to nail all these key talking points. I'm going to read this first sentence here. Bold, which is a digital health company focused on disease prevention and healthy aging. We provide members with personalized and science-based exercise programs that give them tools to change their health as they age. Again, there's more sentences there. What is Bold?
Bold for a member is a online platform that they can go and take classes that help them improve their health. And so that's a combination of exercise classes and education classes and brain health classes and mindfulness. So we focus on a few key areas.
Say that again. He said exercise.
Education. And we focus also on brain health and cognition.
When you say members, I know what members means, not patients, by the way. What do these members look like, age specifically?
For Bold today, they look like they are 65 and up. and they are on some sort of Medicare covered plan, whether that's through an insurance company or directly through the government through the traditional Medicare program.
That was my question. You mentioned what I wanted to ask these guys because I just like put them on the spot. What does it mean if you're 65 and older? What kind of insurance do you have?
Your own government health care.
Medicare. Yep. Medicare Advantage, which is everybody's investing so much money in Medicare Advantage plans versus traditional Medicare. We need to get a Medicare. You know any good Medicare Advantage experts?
I do. Several.
That's a topic again that I just think is worth educating whatever our audience looks like. I'm pretty sure on the radio station it's 65 and older. No offense to all you 65 and older people.
Out. Or the 130-year-old listening.
That's right. That's right. I love you, Mom. She's older than 65. Okay, so Bold, you're an online product. Exercise is a big part. Education is huge. Brain wellness, right? Yeah. Mental health. Mm-hmm. What does this online product do?
Our core focus is that it prevents falls because older adults have a higher risk of falling. One thing I learned is that you start to lose your balance at the age of 30. And so it's something that falls happen when you lose muscle mass, among other things. But that is a primary focus and how Bold started as reducing falls.
I'm a little ashamed to admit that I fell a few times at UNF between the ages of 18 and 22. But that was unrelated to muscle
mass. Had a few falls myself. It can happen to anyone. And it's not something to be embarrassed about, although there is a lot of stigma around it, especially as you get older. In addition to falls, we try to reduce joint pain and improve our members' cognitive health.
How many people fall in the state of Florida every year?
Over 1 million, older adults alone.
65 and older.
Yeah.
1 million people just in the state of Florida
alone. And that's a reported fall.
Yeah.
So it's drastically underreported. Again, back to the shame piece, falling is embarrassing. A lot of people don't want to say that they had a fall. It can often feel like a weakness thing, like, oh, I'm not able to take care of myself anymore. If I have a fall, I don't want people to worry about me living in my home anymore by myself. And so they won't report it unless it's typically injurious enough to have to go to an urgent care hospital.
I was going to say, so 65 and older, they're admitted to the hospital for CHF, congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. They're admitted for, let's say, 3 to 4 days. They go home. What's the number one reason that those members, patients, are readmitted to the hospital? False. It's not, I mean, again, there's so much research and statistics out there. Go ahead, Trey.
Is the most common fall just getting up out of bed too quickly?
Maybe
that's a dumb question.
No, it's not. A lot of falls happen in the night, dark or low lighting. And because you have low muscle and like low strength, you haven't done balance training. When you have a slip or trip or you lose your balance, if you're healthy and you have strength training and you're not losing muscle mass, we can catch ourselves and we can stand back upright. But, a wobble like that for an older adult that maybe has muscle loss will result in a fall and then often, you know, an injury and other things.
Gotcha. I don't want to call anyone out for falling, but...
we had a gentleman on the podcast.
Chris Wilson.
All falls are preventable.
I believe that to a certain degree. I think some maybe physicians would say they're... And some of them aren't, for example, but... I think for the most part, they can be prevented.
This is actually possibly a good introduction for Bold. I mean, he's very local too, but he goes into the home after patients are discharged, does a home assessment. He's like, look, here are your fall risks. Here's adjustments that we should make.
Yep.
Let's go back to Bold then specifically. Yeah. So the strength building component, how does that work? How does member, so Grandpa Bill, I need to use this. I'm a fall risk. How does Grandpa Bill get on this platform and use it?
So Grandpa Bill probably has insurance through either the traditional Medicare program or through Medicare Advantage insurance plan. And hopefully Grandpa Bill's plan has made the decision to partner with Bold to offer the program to their members. And so Bold would probably reach out to him and say, hey, we want to make sure you have this program at no cost to you. We're offering it through your insurance. And then we would get him signed up and get him started.
So it starts with large carriers that offer Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. This is not an individual like, hey, I don't have either. I want to go sign up for this. It is through traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans.
We do have a D2C, so direct-to-consumer option, where if members aren't covered by one of our partners, they can get a free 14-day trial. And then if they don't want to pay, they get like a limited class, like a set of like five classes that they can take, or they can pay a month-to-month subscription. But that's like sort of secondary to what our primary business model is, which is working with those partners.
So like, say, going back to Grandpa Bill.
That's my real grandpa, by the way. Okay. He did pass away a couple years ago, but I use him as an example
because
he fell often.
But for that, so like you said, because a lot of times there's an embarrassment factor, I'm concerned about it and want to see if he has that option with you guys. Is there a way to go about it that way as well? Is it through like a consumer angle or?
Yeah, just go to our website and they type in a certain amount of information and we can check if they're eligible.
Okay. So that's the kind of transition to the next part too. So adult children who are oftentimes involved in this stuff, is Bold reaching out to member? Is Medicare Advantage plan reaching out to member? Like how is Bold getting in touch with member to say, hey, all right, let's get you logged on, let's get you set up?
In the world of healthcare, that is often hard and confusing to figure out what benefits you have as part of your plan. I know. Not healthy. Most of our partners give us the capability to reach out to the member directly and educate them. If they have a caregiver, adult caregiver, or adult child caregiver, we can help educate them on that. Sometimes it is part of a benefit package that the member might hear about as part of a broader benefit, and it might not be as clear that we're offered. But for the most of our partnerships, they're allowing us to reach out to those members and educate them about the benefit that they have. And Medicare is actually making plans be more stringent in terms of telling the members. I think it starts either this year or next year. Every June, they have to send a mailer to every member telling them which supplemental benefits they've used and which they haven't used yet, to create more transparency to members of being reminded what benefits they have as part of their plan so that they can access them.
Oh, man, healthcare. Are they going to open the mail? Are they going to read it? I want to read a stat, too. We talk about this. Your programs have demonstrated a 46% reduction in falls.
Yes.
That's a pretty big reduction. And then followed up, and nearly 8 in 10 members would be more likely to choose a Medicare plan that offers Bold.
Correct.
So, again, decreasing falls, big deal.
Yeah.
Members who have used this Bold product are like, hey, I'm more inclined to use this Medicare Advantage plan because Bold is eligible.
Exactly. So that data, that 46% comes from a partnership we did where they took a 12-month pre-participating in Bold and compared it with 12 months worth of claims data to post Bold. And so it was really a long study using a lot of claims data, and we showed that reduction in hospitalizations and ED emergency department visits, and reducing utilization in those areas is incredibly important for payers and providers that are in the Medicare Advantage space.
Reducing utilization, you know what that means?
Reducing how much healthcare you use, mostly in the hospital and emergency space is where they focus primarily on because it's costly.
He's like, I'm not seeing anyone.
Being honest.
No, again, so you want to reduce utilization, reduce usage because it saves cost, right? Every night spent in a hospital system costs a lot of money.
And you want to retain your members. So that 8 in 10 members we survey that say they're more likely to keep their plan, it costs plans a lot of money to acquire a member and get them to sign up for their plan. And so by having benefits that have a member happy and makes them want to stay on the plan, helps with this plan's quality ratings, and it helps with retaining that member for many years to come.
Little pivot here, star measures.
Yeah.
What are star measures?
STAR measures are what I would consider a grading scale. So think about it. You're in school. You want to get the best grade, in A. STARs are...
C's get degrees, just saying.
There's a lot of money tied to STAR measures. So there's motivation to be... it's on a 1 to 5 point scale to be a 5 point plan. You have... more capital coming in from the government in terms of bonus incentive payments. And to get to 5 stars, there's a couple different buckets of health outcome measures that measure how well you're delivering care, how timely you're delivering care, and if your care is actually making a difference. And BOLD impacts several STAR measures that are important for plans.
So who's getting the STAR measures? Is that healthcare systems, providers and networks, like who's getting the STAR rankings, measures, excuse me?
Yeah, it's the health plan. So for like a United Healthcare is a Medicare Advantage plan, and each one of their contracts or plans that you can sign up for will have its own STAR rating.
And what are the buckets that BOLD's impacting?
We impact, the biggest bucket we impact is the health outcome survey measures, which is called the HOS bucket.
So many acronyms.
I know, it really is. It's hard, and every company has different acronyms.
Sorry,
no, you're fine.
I got a sidetrack there. So HOSP.
Yeah, HOS. And within HOS, we impact reduced risk of falling, improving bladder control. We have urinary incontinence programming. There are two measures for HOS that are getting reintroduced next year that will count towards their score, which are improving and maintaining physical health and improving and maintaining mental health. And then the last one is monitoring physical activity. So that is a big portion of the HOS bucket, and BOLD has very strong impact across all of those measures.
Do you know why I asked that?
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to paint a picture of BOLD. So for anyone not signed up with BOLD, any of you providers or large networks or carriers, I'm just saying you should reach out to our friend Kristen here. I'm just going to throw that out there.
We would be more than happy to help you think through how to improve your STAR measures.
Okay, well, what do we got here? Like 2 or 3 minutes left? I'm going to go back to fun before we dive more into BOLD.
Great.
You got a 2-year-old.
Yes, I do.
It's a boy, right?
Boy. His name is Parker.
Parker. We can say names.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does your son enjoy doing in the morning?
Parker loves to walk down the street and watch the high schoolers get on the school bus. He is obsessed with buses, trucks, everything. So he waves and greets all the school buses that come into the neighborhood and then sends the kids off to school.
Does Parker like trains yet?
Yes. Choo-choos.
Choo-choos? Okay. Mm-hmm. We did talk about this briefly. So Justin just went on his first adult trip without his child.
Yes.
You have one coming up?
I do. I have one coming up in December for my best friend's 40th birthday. We're going to Palm Springs.
Are you scared or excited?
I'm both. I'm nervous because I've left Parker quite a few times now for work, but me and my fiance have not left him together. But I'm also very excited after 2 years to have... like parent time together and hang out with my friends.
Oh man, that sounds
Who's
great.
Taking care of Parker while you are gone?
My mom, and then we have an incredible au pair that lives with us who watches him during the day.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. Yeah.
Where's the au pair from?
Brazil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He or she?
She.
Does she speak English?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you teaching your son Spanish, though, at the end?
It's Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese. Come on, not healthy.
Which, by the way,
50% of people say
by
that.
The way, my fiance tried to speak Spanish to her for the first few weeks, and it was very confusing because she had no idea what he was saying because his is broken Spanish. She's trying to learn English plus speaks Portuguese. It was quite a mess.
That's gold. I would have too.
It was a mess.
I would have too.
So,
so trip coming up to Palm Springs, that's awesome. And then you drove like 4 hours just for this show, right?
1 hour, but that's okay.
Well, that's still funny. But that's only because she has a dinner afterwards with her friends. Let's make that crystal clear.
It's called blocking schedule.
Well, per usual, the time flies by, so we're going to go to a commercial break here in a second. We have Kristen Halleck.
Yes.
That's my timer, by the way. I got to do 100 push-ups because of that. Head of Customer Success and Operations with BOLD. That's what the hell just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you missed the first half and you're here on the radio station, good news is you can catch the full episode on your favorite podcast platform under What the Health Just Happened. If you're catching this on the podcast, well, I'm sorry for this second introduction. But anyways, so Kristen Halleck, want to make sure I say her name correct. Yep. Head of Customer Success and Operations with Bold, a digital health company focused on disease prevention and healthy aging. There's a lot more than that. I'm trying to just sum it up. We talked about the business a little bit. We talked about the service industry. We talked about mistakes in college. We talked about children and looking at school buses and trains. I enjoyed myself. I don't know. Did you enjoy yourself?
It's a very informative episode in a lot of different ways.
You're gonna leave that first 24 minutes and just change the world, yeah. I think. If not, at least learn more about Bold. And
exactly.
Yeah, go sign up for it. Okay, so my favorite part, I kind of enjoy all that. Healthy or not healthy? You understand the concept of the game, right?
I do.
Healthy or not healthy being a server in college?
Not healthy.
Not healthy. Healthy or not healthy a Bold chair workout?
Healthy.
Healthy or not healthy power yoga?
Not healthy.
Healthy or not healthy Pure Barre workout?
Healthy, but like very hard.
Healthy or not healthy cold calling 70 doctors a day?
Not healthy.
Healthy or not healthy cold calling in general?
I say healthy.
I think that's just like serving.
Just
I think every
matters
human,
how you do it.
I think every human should have to cold call at some point in their life. Again, to learn how to overcome objections, to learn how to deal with rejection in general, to get cursed at and yelled at. I think
also to get the win. Like sometimes you pitch and they're like, yeah, tell me more. And then you're like, I never got to this part.
Where's the script?
I got to put you on hold. Hold on a second. What? I got one. What do I do?
Like, it's really exciting. Like, I remember ringing the bell and like, it was, you know, it's the adrenaline rush.
This is so random. It's more for Justin. Healthy or not healthy, the smell of Hollywood Boulevard.
Not healthy.
No. Justin just got back from Southern California. You're going in a couple weeks?
Couple weeks. Used to live there, so not
you
healthy.
You lived in Southern California with Bold.
Yes.
Doing the same role?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then came back here closer to family.
Yeah, so Parker can have some Nana and Grandpa time.
Yes.
Do you miss California?
I miss a lot of it, yeah. I think the people were great. The culture is like much more different and sort of open-minded. And the weather, the beach, the sun, the weather, it doesn't really rain.
I thought it was freezing when I was there.
What was the temperature?
It was like 73 and I was like, oh my gosh.
It's perfect.
But the ocean breeze, like the water is so cold.
Let me tell you what's not healthy is the last month of summer in this in Florida.
100%.
I prefer the heat to the cold, but this year and last year I'm just like I'm over it.
Yeah. It's a different type of heat. It's intense.
We talked about two startups, right, and getting equity within a business. You were at a different stage in life, didn't understand that. So like again, if I ever just make it big, I will have a second house in somewhere that
there
is not as hot as Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to Bold again. There's a lot of stuff. It's so hard to cover all this information in 48 minutes. Who does the program address, right? And I'll be more specific. This is just lobbing you a softball because we talked about this off the air. For instance, members that don't exercise and aren't accustomed to it, like how are you getting them engaged?
Yeah. I love that question because we believe that that's what Bold's secret sauce is getting members who have not had a history of exercise or used to but have stopped because of aging and health complications. We're excellent at getting those members to exercise. And the reason for that is, especially as you age, there are not a lot of programs, I would argue very few, if any, that are like Bold in the sense of personalizing the exercise moves, the content, the pacing, the cueing of the programs that work for someone who is, let's say, 78 years old and has osteoarthritis and suffers from joint pain every day. You may see that and think, oh, pain, that is a barrier to exercise. And what we try to do is turn that barrier into the reason why you want to move. Because if we can start to get you to move at a pace that works for you, at a frequency and intensity that works for you, and the moves don't cause, they may be uncomfortable, but it doesn't cause pain or further agitate the condition or injury you have, we can get you to a place where you're starting to feel less pain and feeling better.
How do you build the, so you mentioned that, a specific program for that person, 78, osteoarthritis. Are they filling out information that then kicks out a program for them? Is there an initial assessment with a physical therapist? Like, how are you building the program?
Yeah, so all of our programming, our clinical programming, is built behind the scenes by doctors of physical therapy, kinesiologists, physicians. So we have that weigh-in. But what we do is we ask an assessment at the beginning. So we ask a series of questions to understand the member. And then we also do a functional movement inventory. So similar to how you would in a physical therapy setting, understanding, can the member squat unassisted without holding onto a chair, for example? And then we rate a series of movements from can't do it all to very easy on a difficulty scale. And through that, we're able to personalize classes that are safe and effective for that member. And within those classes, we can personalize what moves they're seeing. So the classes are really fun and engaging and exciting, but it's personalized to each member individually.
So you mentioned classes. Mm-hmm. What's the experience like on the user end? Is it through the phone? Is it on your computer? And then what does the class experience kind of consist of?
Yeah, so they can use Bold on any internet-connected device, so device agnostic. We do have an Apple app, so they can download the app if they have an iPad or an iPhone. But we see a lot of members using it on Android tablets, laptops, desktops. We've designed the videos to be compatible, so if you have like lower internet speed, you're still able to watch them. But what it looks like in practice is you log in and you see a program page, and at the very top of the screen there's this really large video, and that is the next video in your program, and all you have to do is press play and start the class.
Eliminating friction, you'd mentioned that. How do you make it easy for that end user? And again, I laugh, 10 years ago, 20 years ago for sure, saying like, well, no 78-year-old's going to log on to a phone or a tablet or a computer. Like, false. At this point, and another 10 or 20 years from now, 90 and 100-year-olds are still going to be scrolling their iPads, computers, et cetera. What do you think could be improved? Like, if you look at the future, next 3-5 years, like, man, we could really adjust this and tweak it, and that'd be great for the members.
Yeah, we focus a lot on personalization being a cornerstone to what we do. If we can get the class right, then we can get anyone to engage in the platform. So I think a lot of our work is focused on deeper personalization of making sure that if, for example, you have a setback and you hurt your wrist playing pickleball, we can immediately pivot and personalize your experience to meet you right there and get you back to where you were before that injury. We're able to do a level of that personalization today and meet that member where they are, but we want to get smarter and better at that personalization over time.
You nailed that answer. Absolutely crushed it. But it's for real.
And I wanted to take it back to your comment about, you know, getting people who aren't physically active involved. I feel like from a habit standing, the second they feel even remotely some kind of relief or see some kind of progress, that's like that, then they're in, right?
Exactly. We have we do a 4-week check-in with our members to ask them how they're feeling. And over 86% of them say, my strength's improving, my balance is improving, and my mental health is improving. Because for the first time, they're starting to feel like they can move in their body better. And especially when you're doing balance and strength training to reduce fall risk, they start to reduce what we talk about in healthcare, the fear of falling. And when you're not as afraid of having a fall, you're more likely to want to leave the house, go grocery shopping, participate in activities. And so that confidence sets in really fast for members. And then they think, well, I have done this. Even if it was one time that month for 15 minutes, that is a win for a lot of people.
Oh, for sure.
And it builds that confidence for them to keep going.
So are they reporting to the actual like website, or are they reporting to like a virtual assistant? How are they reporting their progress, I guess?
Yeah, it's all done on the website through our check-in system. So we'll cue it at a certain time in their program and we'll say, hey, Eric, how are you doing today? We want to check in.
And not great. My knees hurt. My back hurts.
Which is really important information to know, especially if someone's like disengaging or starting to take less classes. We get a lot of interesting insights. Like members will say, I feel terrible because I can't refill my prescription and I've been off my meds for a week and I feel awful. And then we have that really great feedback loop to our health plan partners to say, hey, you may want to reconcile these meds because this member feels really sick.
Which, again, all saves healthcare dollars.
Exactly.
Decreases readmissions, improves
Member's happy because they were feeling sick and they're not feeling sick anymore.
The feedback loop, I'm actually curious about this. So let's go back to Grandpa Bill. He does a four-week program. Are you tracking where your team says, man, it's 3 weeks in, and how are you tracking whether or not it's being used?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you follow up with that person to say, hey, I think if you did this a little more, it might help a little more?
Yeah, so we can track. The beauty of a digital product is you can track essentially everything down to a click, a page view, everything. And so we can tell if they're taking classes, if they're taking it at the pace of the class or fast forwarding, you know, we can see all of that. And so we have an incredible, incredible marketing team that does great life cycle marketing in terms of helping the member re-engage. We find that text messages are one of our best channels to engage mm-hmm. members. So although our classes are on demand, meaning you can log in and watch it at any time, one of the things we prompt in terms of our habit formation tools is setting reminders for when you want to take that class. So you set your own schedule and then we say, hey, Eric, it's 9 a.m. on Monday. It's time to take your class. You click that link. It takes you right to the class. And so for us, it's focused on engaging them. And if you set that reminder and you didn't take that class, then we're saying, hey, we missed you. Like, is everything okay? Gentle nudge and checking in. And then we do a member experience team that can do phone-based engagement because some members will need that one-to-one human interaction, a nudge. A lot of what we heard over the summer was, I'm a caregiver for my grandkids and I can't, you know, I'm watching my grandkids during the day because of the summer and I'm not able to fit time in. And we recommended to them, like, can you take the class with them? Kids love to move their bodies, right?
Yeah.
And now we have grandparents and grandchildren taking bold classes together because they wanted to get their movement in. The kids think it's a blast. And it's something to do with them. As a parent, I'm always looking for what can I do with my kid? So it's been great.
This is pulled from the website too. So movement is medicine. Couldn't agree more. I love that line. It's becoming more and more common. Exercise can improve physical and mental health, but you don't need to be a scientist or billionaire in order to get science-based recommendations. That's from the website. Movement is medicine. Just thought of this question. So my in-laws, let's use them as an example. How do they confirm, like, man, I'd really like to use this. Does my Medicare Advantage plan offer this?
Yeah, so they would just go to www.agebold.com. and enter their name, date of birth, zip code, I believe. And then we are able to check do an eligibility check on the back end, similar to like how a doctor's office would check if you're in network. We're able to check if your insurance company covers it or not. And if they don't, we can give you a 14-day trial so you can try it for yourself.
So www.agebold.com.
Yep.
Go in there, type in the certain information mentioned, name, zip code,
date of birth, I think, and your email, and we'll set you up from there.
You know, again, it can also potentially confirm if their Medicare Advantage plan.
Yes, it will. It'll tell you either you're eligible and through who and what that program includes, or it'll tell you, we're sorry, you're not eligible, but you can try it for 14 days. And then we have some direct pay options if that's something that you want to do. Also, a lot of Medicare Advantage insurance companies have things called flex cards, which are basically debit cards that you can spend on various services throughout the year. And Bold is an exercise service that you can spend your dollars on. So there's a lot of different ways, but you can always email hello@agebold.com and we'll help you.
You know what I would recommend?
Yeah.
Just every Medicare Advantage network.
It'd just be easier, bold. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of you Medicare Advantage
every
networks.
Every 65 and up adult in America should have access to Bold.
I think it's great. I really do. Sometimes I say that to guests, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is terrible. I don't care about this. I'm kidding. I like, again, you gave me some stats, too, that I find interesting. According to the CDC, more than 1 in 4 seniors experience a fall each year, resulting in over $50 billion in medical expenses. Falls is an expensive industry.
Another crazy thing is that a member, when they have a fall, they will never return to their pre-fall average expenditures for the year. So let's say you cost your insurance plan on average $10,000 a year.
Those are many numbers there. It costs $12,000 before I walk in the door.
Well, whatever the number is, 10,000, because I'm bad at math, and
I'm
that's
kidding.
An even
I love
number.
Poking fun of my industry.
So let's say it costs $10,000 a year. After you have a fall, you will always cost them more than $10,000 a year, even if you recover from that fall.
Your because of at that point.
The health, yep. Just the health challenges you're going to have, the mobility, like everything. You will become more costly. So we really, at Bold, we want to focus on preventing that first fall. We don't want them to have that fall.
There is a lot of money invested into fall prevention. Could still be more for a variety of reasons. And if I'm hearing this correctly, which I had not heard that before, so the second someone falls and it costs healthcare dollars, they will only go up in cost. Like, they'll
more
never
expensive
go back to that baseline
patient to
forever.
You from now on. Yep.
So just don't fall. Where's our boy Chris at? All falls
Chris.
Are preventable. We got into a little debate about that because I don't know if I agree with all falls are preventable. But
I think they're to say all for anything is probably
correct.
Slightly off. But I think the majority of them are preventable, and they can be prevented through strength and training, you know, balance training, medication adherence, home modifications. Those are usually like checking to make sure you're not on meds that cause balance issues, making sure you don't have rugs that you trip on and your lighting is proper in your house. I think those are like the three big areas.
On the lighting side, does the platform allow members to get advice on lighting and things like that, how to light properly?
Yeah, we have education classes as well that help educate on fall prevention. And we have our education classes are some of our most watched content on the platform. We do it on fall prevention, cognitive health, nutrition, sleep, everything. And so we do cover that. And we also work with our partners of like, are there key tips or topics that you want us to cover with your members? And we can integrate that into their experience.
Who sleeps less? A 65 and older individual that had a fall, or a mom in the first 2 years of having a child? Who sleeps less?
I would say a mom for the first year, but then maybe year one to two, the 65-year-old. Because my son sleeps pretty good. So.
Solid. Money,
yeah, he's a good sleeper.
What do you think, Justin?
My kid also sleeps really well. has only woken up like maybe three times.
Oh, man, I still have kids coming in the middle of the night.
You got three.
So well, stay in your bed, Everett.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're like, can I lock
that clip, by the way? I'm going to play it over and over. Stay in your bed, Everett.
You're like, can I lock him in? Then it's a fire hazard. It's the whole thing.
Not healthy.
Not healthy locking your child in there.
I do want to kind of talk about your role, too. So head of customer success and operations.
Yep.
And on the prep call, a couple things stood out to me. So you travel a lot to L.A. That's where the Bold is
based
out? Yes,
our headquarters are in L.A. We have an incredible team out there. We are hybrid, so few of us are still working remote. So I spend at least once a quarter, I go out there to spend time with the team.
When you go out on these trips, how long are you out there?
Usually about a week.
Yeah. Do you guys have like this really cool office?
We do. We're moving into like a grown up permanent office space in the next couple of months, and I haven't seen it yet. So I'm pretty excited.
Can you share who founded Bold?
Yeah. Our co-founders were Amanda Reese and Hari Arul. They founded the company because Amanda was in her 20s and became a full-time caregiver for her almost 90-year-old grandmother.
Wow.
And at the time, Amanda was teaching Tai Chi for Better Balance classes at the Senior Community Center. She was a dancer. She danced for Princeton and was like, there's got to be a better way to like help my grandmother stop falling and do movement. I can't get her to a community-based class to do movement. This is insane. So she started teaching herself fall prevention moves and teaching her grandmother, and from that came Bold.
I love those.
What's
stories.
A fall prevention move? Because the first thing that comes to mind is like tuck and roll. Like,
so if you think about
it, sounds silly, but
especially with older adults, a lot of their movement ends up being walking. But if you think about walking, you're only moving on one plane. You're moving just front. You're not going front, back, side to side, diagonally.
Okay.
So a lot of fall prevention based training is moving across all of those planes so that when you have a wobble and you fall sort of diagonally in front of you or behind you, you're able to catch yourself and you have the strength to catch yourself. It's also a lot of lower body strength building in terms of that muscle category.
You know who else would be a good intro with their team is the Total Body Band.
Oh,
again, we've had some cool guests, and immediately I'm like, man, who's a good intro here? They made this fitness equipment that's different size bands that you strap to your ankles and arms. And a lot of it's designed for rehabilitation and fall prevention. Again, sometimes I'm like, man, that's a good overlap here. Okay, so other travel stuff. You're traveling mostly RISE events, client meetings, right? So what does the work travel look like?
Yeah, so we'll spend time and go out to our partners to discuss new partnership opportunities, how things are going, meet people in person. In-person time is irreplaceable. So help build those relationships. My opinion, customer success is 98% relationship building. And do people like to work with you? Do they trust you? Do they think you are knowledgeable and know what you're talking about? And so in-person allots for us to build those deeper relationships with our partners and prospective partners. I personally love the RISE events because I think they're really educational. I don't love sitting at a booth. I do love listening to, which we don't, we have a really incredible team that does that at Bold for the most part, but.
Or you rotate and take turns, but
yeah, you take turns
for four to 5 hours.
I've done it.
Yeah.
You take turns, but the value is when you're taking turns and you're not sitting there, you need to be listening to the talks and hearing why your buyers are actually there in the first place. And so RISE has been every conference I go to at RISE, I leave like learning tactical, tangible things that I find important to my job. So
when you're sitting at the booth, are you doing Bold workouts?
We do like chair mobility exercises. You'd be shocked at how hard chair exercises are.
Oh, again, I hate to moan. We're almost out of time. Anything you want to throw out there we missed? I'm sure there's a ton. Any big nuggets? You're like, I got to say this.
I think if you are an older adult looking for a new program or something to complement what you're already doing, we're happy to help you on agebold.com. And then if you're in the Medicare Advantage space in any capacity, we would love to talk to you on how we can support your organization and reducing costs, improving quality, and driving that member retention.
I will reiterate both of those, especially all you Medicare Advantage providers and networks that don't know about Bold. Meet my friend Kristen Halleck here. Hey. I had fun. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
That was great. I'm not even kidding. My in-laws, I'm going to look and see if they're eligible
Perfect.
Or not.
We love it.
It's great and it would be very helpful. So, thanks for joining us. That's what the hell just happened.